is recovery of ammonia and phosphorus from liquid manure. Dr. Venati presenting.
Good afternoon. The topic of my presentation is the recovery of ammonia and phosphorus from liquid waste, manure, and also municipal wastes. And in the presentation, I'm going to show you first the technology to recover the ammonia, and second, how this technology that will recover ammonia is synergistic with the phosphorus recovery. I would like to thank, recognize my co-authors, Dr. Ariel Soji and Patrick Dubé, both of Florence, South Carolina. The technology recovers ammonia from liquid manure. We use gas permeable membranes. And as you see in the diagram, we put a module with gas permeable membranes, and as the ammonia is being produced in the liquid, before it goes to the air, we capture and we recover by circulating acids. This is a schematic diagram of the technology, and you see the dirty liquid manure outside, the ammonia permeating through pores, and we put an acidic liquid and we get an ammonium salt fertilizer. This is another diagram showing what happened when this is submerged in the liquid. We have the ammonium, and at high pH it goes into ammonia gas, and at the ammonia gas goes through the gas filled pore, and we capture that with a stripping solution, an acidic solution again as ammonium. What is important is to have this process going quickly, we need a high pH. And there are two ways that we can increase the manure pH and recover and improve the efficiency of fund recovery. One is we add alkali, and that is a straightforward. The second is using a low rate aeration and the natural carbonate from the manure. When we apply a small amount of air, the air reacts with the bicarbonate and we increase the pH, and that increases the ammonia. So in this system, we increase the pH using aeration, low aeration, so that the pH increases about one unit, and that is all you need to remove the ammonia. We want to use a low rate of aeration, and sometimes we can add a nitrification inhibitor in very small amount, maybe 10 parts per million. So we test this system in anaerobic digester effluent in North Carolina. The manure, the liquid manure, contained 2100 parts per million of ammonia. And this is the diagram of the system. The manure was digested, and that effluent first would remove the ammonia. We use low aeration, and you can see here a closed loop. The ammonia being recovered in the bottom goes to a concentrator tank, and there we add some small amount of acid to keep the pH of the stripping solution below 2, and then the liquid goes back, and there is a closed loop where we add acid and we increase the recovery of ammonia and the concentration of that recovery solution. We did two experiments just to demonstrate the effect of aeration. The first one, we didn't apply air. In the second one, we apply a small amount of air. And as you can see, in the decreasing concentration, we went from over 2,000 parts per million to over nothing. In the first case in blue, we have a 25-day reaction period. We were able to mass balance recover 93% of ammonia. When we apply aeration, we increase the pH and everything goes much faster. And so we did the same in 5 days, also with high mass recovery of 95%. So, and this gets to the point of how we remove the phosphorus, and this is the key part. When we apply aeration, and you see those two lines that go up from about 8 to 9.5 in a 5-day period, we increase the pH. And also, we reduce the alkalinity. So the carbonate alkalinity goes down, the pH goes up. And also we remove the ammonia. So these three are ideal conditions for phosphorus precipitation and recovery. If you have been working with phosphorus precipitation, you know that ammonia, alkalinity, interferences, and usually you need a high pH. So we tested two configurations. In both configurations, we remove ammonia and we apply magnesium chloride. And then you have two streams. One is the recovered ammonia, in blue in the top, and in the bottom we have the phosphorus recovered solid. And the difference between one configuration and the second is that in the first configuration, first we remove the ammonia, and then we apply the magnesium. In the second one, we apply the magnesium at the same time we remove the ammonia. So the chemistries are different. And when you see the literature for magnesium phosphate, there are two potential forms that can precipitate in liquid systems that contain magnesium, ammonia, phosphate, and a high magnesium to calcium ratio. And one is the estruvite. You have here magnesium ammonia phosphate in blue, and that is a typical product in most of the phosphorus recovery plants, both for livestock and municipal. And the second one, if you don't have the ammonia, the other product may be newberite, and that is magnesium phosphate. And the newberite is a rare biomineral that is found in the one of the deposits. So, this is the new diagram when we combine ammonia removal and phosphorus removal. You see that we increase the pH, we promote passage through the membrane of the ammonia recovery, and depending how much ammonia we are left, we can precipitate estruvite or newberite. So that is the kind of system that we're working. In the second configuration, we were removing the ammonia and precipitating the phosphorus. The pH was about 1 pH up, and we were to recover 91% of the nitrogen and 100% of the phosphorus. And here you have in blue, you have concentration, in green you have a mass balance, and we have nitrogen and phosphorus, and as you can see, most of the nitrogen comes with the membrane, 83%, but a little bit of the nitrogen also goes with the phosphorus precipitate. So when you see the composition of the precipitate, we got something very similar to estruvite. About 5% nitrogen, 26% P2O5, and 10% magnesium. And in the bottom, you had the formula of the estruvite. And the product was about 99% plant available. So, in this situation, we were able to precipitate the phosphorus in the presence of high amount of ammonia. But we didn't need to apply alkali because the semi-aeration increased the pH, so it was much easier to do it. Now, the most interesting results came in the second case of configuration one, where we remove all the ammonia, or most of the ammonia, less 70% of the ammonia, and then we apply the magnesium chloride, and the chemistry is different. Here we're precipitating the phosphorus with little ammonia and not bicarbonate, and a high pH. The pH went from 8.4 to 9.3, and we were able to recover 93% of the phosphorus as a phosphorus solids. The surprise is that we were getting a very high-grade magnesium phosphate using this route. The product has 46% P2O5 and 17% magnesium. It was more in line of what you expect to get from the new variety that has 41% P2O5 and 14% magnesium. The product was 99% plant available, and the composition of the grade was very high, almost similar to what you expect from a triple superphosphate, much higher than the rock phosphate. So as a conclusion, we combine phosphorus recovery with ammonia recovery using gas permeable membranes, and we found a synergism by that combination. By applying a small amount of irradiation, we destroyed the carbonates, increased the pH, and we improved the nitrogen captured by the membrane. We were able to recover about 100% of the phosphorus in terms of recovery efficiencies, and with substantial ammonia capture, the phosphorus contained very high phosphate grade, and we believe the composition is very similar to the biomineral neoverite. And with this, I conclude my presentation.